You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, joined by my buddy, Brian McTaggart of MLB.com, covers the Astros. You know, Brian, the Astros aren't going to the postseason, but I would think as the season ends, other than maybe the Cubbies, the Astros have to be and feel as good about the next couple of years as any team in baseball. Do you sense the front office feels we're very close to being competitive? And I guess they would say, hey, we're competitive right now. Don't judge us on the whole season. Judge us on now. What do you think the state of mind is upstairs there?
Yeah, I agree. I think they have to feel pretty good. I mean, they're going to have a 20-game swing in the standings. Now, when you lose 51 games, there's nowhere to go but up. But a 20-game improvement is a 20-game improvement, no matter how you cut it. And, you know, now you position yourself where if you make a few shrewd moves in the offseason, that, hey, maybe you're pushing 500 next year. I know that they came in this year, and Jim Crane said he wanted them to be 500, which really was far-fetched, I mean, coming off a 51-win season. But I think next year, you know, depending on what they do, if they can add a bat and shore up the bullpen a little bit, it's not far-fetched to see this team. Even in this division, the AL West, I think, finishing 500, and if they win 70-win games this year, you're talking about a 10-game improvement. So it's not out of the realm. But I think the front office, you know, has to be pretty happy with where they are. And even though a lot of things have gone wrong off the field, to wind up with 71, 72 wins is a check in their column.
I want to ask you about Domingo Santana in that he's 21 years old, got all the way to AAA this year, and did not do well when he got to the big leagues. What's his immediate future in the organization? Does he come to spring training with a chance to make the club, and do they still regard him as highly as they did maybe 2 months ago, 3 months ago?
I mean, I think there's probably a little bit of shine off him a little bit. I mean, he didn't play in that many games. He did get, I think, 14 or 15 at bats, and I struck out in almost every one of them, so that's not good. But, you know, I think they'll probably send him to winter ball to continue to work, and he's still a very young guy. He's younger than John Singleton. I think he's only 21 or 22, but there's no doubt he's going to have to come to camp and show that he can put the bat on the ball. He was completely overmatched when he was up here both times. It was pretty interesting they did not bring him up in the month of September because they really didn't want to get another look at him. So it's going to be a big winter for him, a big offseason for him to try to get things straightened. And, Jonathan Singleton, you know, he's been overmatched, especially lately. He's really struggled, but they continue to run him out there every day because really you have no choice. You got to find out what you have in this guy. But I still think they think Santana has all the tools. You know, I just worry that, you know, he, for the Astros' sake, he doesn't turn into the next Jimmy Paredes.
Yeah. You know, I'm increasingly fascinated by the Jared Cozart trade in that, I take Jeff Luhnow at his word. He said he wasn't looking to trade the guy, but he liked the package of players the Marlins offered so much. And so I wanted to ask you about this kid, Jake Mareznick. He looks like a player, 6'4", 225, third-round pick by Toronto, 23 years old. He seems to have reached a comfort level with the Astros that he never had. He's never had with the Marlins. What do you think of the guy, and what do you think the Astros think his place in the organization is going forward?
Well, I think he's obviously has tons of athleticism, bursting with athleticism. He can run. When he's in center field, he's their best defensive center fielder. I think he's better than Fowler in center field. I think he's probably maybe as good as Springer in center field. But, you know, Fowler is playing center field, so we have to see him in the corners. But, yeah, I think he's got a long way to go with the bat. That being said, if you look at their outfield for next year, you know, unless they trade Fowler, he'll be back starting center. You're going to have Springer starting in right, and it wouldn't surprise me to see them go out and find a left fielder, someone who can mash it 25 to 30 home runs. That really kind of pushed Mareznick out a little bit. He doesn't hit for a lot of power. He can run. He's not getting on base a lot, so I think as far as that trade goes, I think they're probably more excited about the other two pieces they got from the Marlins and the draft pick they got, and also Colin Moran, the third baseman, who's going to come to spring camp. And I think before long, could be pushing Matt Dominguez for playing time.
Yeah. I mean, Colin Moran, he's hit over 300 at Corpus, And so I guess they look at him as a guy that's going to compete for a job in spring training, right?
Yeah, I think Dominguez, you know, he's had a really disappointing year. He's at 220 or under 220. Just his on-base percentage is not good, 260, 270 range. You know, defensively, he's still okay. He's not, you know, he's not great. I mean, he's okay. You know, you could live with him over there if he would hit a little bit more. So, you know, they have to be concerned about him. And the next guy behind him in their pipeline before they acquired Moran was Rio Ruiz. He's had a good year, but he's still only Class A, so he'll be maybe Double-A, Triple-A next year. They have to fill in that gap, and Moran's that guy. I think he's going to come in and really push Dominguez, and if he plays well enough in spring training, he might even make the club.
Brian, we're talking about Singleton. What do you think? I mean, he looks just lost at home plate right now. What do you think the plan is for him after the season, and what do they want him to do to try to get fixed?
Well, they want him to relax a little bit, and Tom Lawless has been pretty candid in his comments to us since he took over as manager about what he sees in Singleton, and he thinks he's just pressing. He thinks he's trying to impress everybody with one swing of the bat, trying to hit the ball too hard. And he tells him, hey, just dial it back a little bit. I mean, it's inside you. We know what you can do as a hitter, but he still looks like he's swinging for the fences every time he swings. Last year, if you remember, he went to winter ball and put up some pretty good numbers. I believe in Puerto Rico, which isn't the strongest winter ball league, but you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he does something similar, if nothing else, to get his confidence back. Because right now he's really in a big-time funk where he's striking out about half of his at-bats. The thing about Singleton I like is that he still draws his walks. So you got to think if the bat ever comes around, he's got the ability to hit the ball out of the ballpark. He has 13 home runs. He's going to walk. So if he can start driving the ball, making better contact, then he's got the ability to be a pretty good player.
Do you have any idea what Jim Crane – it will or can spend on payroll next year to try to put Jeff Luhnow in position to put a competitive team on the field?
Not sure. I haven't asked him that yet. You know, Fowler is going to get a big raise. And that's going to take a chunk of their payroll. You know, they're, what, at $45 million this year? You know, I think if they can get $60, $65 million, spend $10, $11 million on an outfielder, a little bit on the bullpen, they're going to have to pay Fowler. Then, you know, I think they could be in good shape. But I think if they sit tight, they're not going to be able to add pieces they want because they have a ton of guys that are eligible for arbitration. Now, some of them are going to be non-tenders, of course, but just bringing back the guys they have now is going to cost them probably over what their payroll is. So they're going to have to open up the wallet a little bit. But I haven't had the chance to ask Jim, and he really hasn't said what the payroll will be going forward. And it'll be interesting to see how the TV deal looks like. It's going to be settled, although not what people had in mind a couple of years ago, how that's going to affect the payroll as well.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. It'll be fascinating to see what Luhnow does to put adults around the kids. But it's an interesting time to be covering the Astros, and I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next week, Brian.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.